This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest, Fouad Khalid, who is the VP of Compliance at a very cool company, Security Scorecard. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us how Security Scorecard does what you do. And, you know, in the realm or the world of cybersecurity, nobody's been measuring risk and giving us numbers, right? It's always been alert, alert, red alert, a lot of noise, a lot of signal to noise ratio is a mess. Are you making it simple for people to understand their level of risk from the outside in?
Definitely. I love how you put it. We are making it very simple. We're making it in a way where end users can appreciate and understand the risk, give them the ability to be more proactive than reactive. Our motto is we see what a hacker sees, so we look from the outside in. We provide a score and a grade for all the domains that we have in our platform, and any domain in the world you can add at any time. When we assess a cyber posture for an organization, we look at 10 different factors, ranging from application security, patch management, DNS, IP reputation, hacker chatter, the entire cyber control framework that gives you the risk posture you need to make a decision on for that day, for that moment.
Do you explain how to mitigate or reduce the risk? Is it patch? Is it download updates? Is it, you know, get a new WAF, you know, firewall? What do I have to do based on my security scorecard grade today?
We do all the work for you.
Really?
So what you do, let's assume we're talking about vulnerabilities with an application. You would figure out that you have a score that you're not happy with or a grade. You can drill down and find out exactly what the root cause is. Find out what the remediation plan is.
And this is way more than OWASP.
Way more.
Okay.
And we're looking from the outside in. There's no agent installed. We're looking at publicly available digital footprints. And you can drill down on that issue and figure out exactly all the assets that fall under that issue and what you need to do to remediate it.
Now, are you using the scoring system for MITRE, the CVSS? Have you created your own scoring model? How does it work? And give me an example of an organization, without naming them, that you've helped out. You know, they had a really bad score and why.
We've helped out many, many customers over the years. Okay, and we also opened the door for nonprofit organizations to get free scores and free information and help them get their cyber posture.
Nonprofits get free scores and free
information. Correct.
That's so nice of you guys.
That is exactly. Trying to do the same approach for anybody that needs the help.
Pay it forward. I love that.
Thank you.
And what's the website for nonprofits to go to? Is it your normal website?
Normal website.
SecurityScorecard.com?
That is correct.
And then they just sign up as a nonprofit and you're not charging them?
That is correct.
501c3 charities.
That is correct.
So Big Brother, Big Sister or something.
That's right. Non-for-profit organizations will get enough seats to get them going and be able to assess their.
That's so nice of you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so
back to the original question.
Okay.
Many organizations over time, depending on the industry you're in and how much of a cloud migration you have and how much on-premise and all the like, we've found over time, let's say, for example, we've helped an organization under the retail where they had continuous application vulnerabilities. At the same time, they were not keeping up with the patch management requirements to minimize unauthorized access to credit card data.
Would this be like a SQL server hosted over the public web or
a
cloud?
That would be one example. It could be an application that is not patched enough, opening the door for JavaScript manipulation. Many of those scenarios have happened where we actually provided the information and enabled them to remediate, start looking at the high risk first, remediate those, and then focus on the medium and the lows.
What's a typical remediation process on a high risk vulnerability? Is it we were missing encryption in our database, or you know we have the wrong version of the database, we got to do an upgrade because they had a major hole on the SQL server? What's a typical process that you're going to see?
Well, the number of issues, we almost report about 90 different cyber issues that could impact you across 10 different factors. At one point, it could be a hacker chatter information that's talking about your company, your CE level personnel, and so on. At one point, it would be a open door that enables JavaScript manipulation. Another point would be where your patching is out of date. I've seen high critical vulnerabilities with some customers that are 5, 6, maybe 7 years old.
So they could have quickly fixed it.
Yes, and they have. The ability that we take such complex environments, such hard to maintain environments, and give them the ability to navigate easily with an excellent API, identify exactly what needs to be done, build the remediation plan, and track progress all the way through and board report exactly what the progress is has opened the door for many, many, many better things.
This is phenomenal. Now, security scorecard, is it, you said free for nonprofits, but is it deployable for an SMB? Do I sign up for it through my managed service provider? Who can afford security scorecard?
Everybody can afford security scorecard. It's really designed in a way where the smaller companies can handle it and the major companies need it. It's designed for organizations to do their own self-assessment, to be able to do practice what they preach. And then at the same time, use cases such as vendor risk management is huge for us, where it gives you the ability to monitor and ensure that what your vendors claim to have in place is actually in place. Because if you think about it, looking from the outside in at the organization says a lot about their internal control environment. If your patch management process continues reflecting a lower score, it says that you're not patching timely. You continue to face application vulnerabilities. That may say something about how design and security is implemented in your software development lifecycle, and so on and so on. So self-assessment, vendor risk management, mergers and acquisitions. Look at organizations assess, because if they're
buying a company, and you might be buying risk.
Exactly, exactly. We work with cyber insurance companies as well. So some companies rely on our score before they issue a cyber liability.
That's smart of them.
Of course.
Because why would I insure some company that has gaping holes in the front door?
That's right.
So they'll say, before I give you this cyber insurance plan, I want you to use security scorecard. And if you have a low grade, I want you to fix it.
Or your rate will be higher.
Or you're going to pay a lot of money your insurance.
And
that's phenomenal.
Being a compliance guy, I'll put my twist on this in terms of we've always gotten used to the fact that point-in-time compliance was good enough. That is no longer the case.
Like quarterly audits. I just want the PCI auditor off my back.
Exactly. I mean, the PCI used to call, and they changed that, by the way. They used to call for periodic assessments, annual pen tests. Things are changing dynamically. Things are changing daily, hourly. We need the ability to have continuous oversight and to be able to mature our privacy and security programs.
Absolutely.
And solutions like Security Scorecard is exactly what opens the door for that.
Just like a continuous backup, you really want to have continuous, you know, security because if there's a problem, it's going to happen at a moment in time.
Agreed. And I, you know, the last conversation you want to have with the board and explain why you had a breach because of an obsolete router that you knew about 2 weeks ago. That is no longer an acceptable conversation nor an acceptable situation.
Now, this is all outward facing. You're from the outside in. What about the fact that my app has a downloadable mobile agent? Let's say I'm a bank, Bank of America or some big bank. There's a mobile install and there's a vulnerability in the app. What if it's on the client side? You're not auditing the mobile app. You're auditing the server interfaces.
That is correct. Anything from the outside in.
Got it.
Now, we have released for about a year now a solution called Atlas. It's a questionnaire-based. So we're trying to put truly the G in GRC and allowing the complete risk posture for when you, whatever assessment you're trying to do. So we provide the cyber posture evaluation, give you a letter grade and a score, and then the Atlas can be leveraged to issue additional questions required to comply, at the same time give you the continuous oversight into what risk you're dealing with the vendor, with the partner, with the supplier, and so on.
That's excellent. Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners?
I am hoping that many organizations leverage capabilities and automation available to them. Privacy has been the trend. GDPR started it all. California privacy is brewing. There's a lot coming down the pipe. Consumers are a lot more educated in terms of how to protect their personal information. And we need to take the protection of critical and sensitive data seriously. And in my opinion, the only way to do it is to have continuous capabilities, continuous oversight, and the ability to control risk any which way possible.
Sounds great. So folks, if you're worried about risk, which is something that's a continuous process to deal with, get Security Scorecard, visit securityscorecard.com, and then you're going to prove best practices for due care and due diligence. So if you ever do get breached, you did all the right things, and you were regularly one step ahead of the typical threat.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.